It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Governor Tony Evers recently signed into law bipartisan legislation that officially designates a 250-mile bike trail along the western border of the state just in time for the start of the cycling season.
The Mississippi River Trail runs through 10 states from the headwaters at Lake Itasca in Minnesota to where the mighty river empties into the Gulf.
The designation of the Wisconsin portion ultimately knits together the roughly 3,000-mile trail. Cyclists follow a route of existing roads and trails from Minnesota to Louisiana, wending through forested canopies, past farms, and through cities big and small.
For a look at what the trail is like and how the designation affects nearby communities, we're joined by Sherry Kwame, chairperson of the Mississippi River Parkway Commission. She helped to get the sign-off from dozens of local governments in Wisconsin to designate the trail. Sherry, welcome.
Well, thank you, Kate. I'm delighted to be with you.
The Mississippi River Trail, it already exists in Wisconsin. What does a state recognition change?
Oh, this is really a significant thing for us because Wisconsin now joins the other 2,750 miles of the 3,000 miles for the Mississippi River Trail. We were the only ones that really had absolutely no signage marking the trail. And now this trail that expands that much will bring a whole lot of business and more riders to the Wisconsin Great River Road.
And along the way, it passes a number of communities. What did it take to get this over the finish line?
Took a lot. This is a project that started in 2022 when Francis Shelfout, the bike pedestrian coordinator of the La Crosse and Southwest region of DOT, recognized that Wisconsin is a gap. We had no signage. Senator Howard Markline, at that time and still is on our commission, said, that's something we need to address. And the thing to do is start. So we formed a committee and we met over the last 3.5 years with 67 municipalities, including 8 counties and many of them more than once, put on a lot of road miles. But what we were asking was for each municipality to confirm the route through their community and pass a resolution approving the route. And that's what happened as of June 2025. So that put us in a terrific position.
For these 67 local municipalities, what is the impact of this? What are the economic ramifications?
Well, what this means is that in these 33 communities and the adjoining townships, their tourism-related businesses get a boost. They get more recognition nationally and through the state. Outdoor recreation in Wisconsin is huge. Last year, it was a $12 billion business. The Great River Road brings about $1 billion to the tourism economy. And now this is a building block. So we will see an influx of additional, very sophisticated riders that want to be on these 250 miles. This brings about $63.4 million in state and local taxes to the Great River Road region. And that's defined as the 8 counties, which are Grant, Crawford, Vernon, La Crosse, Trempealeau, Buffalo, Pepin, and Pierce counties. This is rural. This is a lot of rural area.
Along Highway 35 and what we often call the Wisconsin Great River Road.
Absolutely.
Sherry, you know, you talk about the signage being so important. What features are in place to really help keep these cyclists safe and to benefit the people on bikes?
Well, first of all, because we are officially now designated a Mississippi River Trail, that means that by law, Wisconsin DOT will plan to expand their surfaced wayside, their surfaced roadway along the highway so that the shoulders are paved at least 5 feet wide and 6 feet, ideally. this provides a safety feature for the riders. And remember, these are sophisticated riders who are experienced with this kind of riding adventure. This is what they want. They travel in groups. They stay overnight tent camping. They stay in motels, hotels, patronize the local eateries, shops. They're looking for great experiences and they want to be safe.
Who maintains the Mississippi River Trail with so many communities involved in it along the way?
The local municipalities, through their county highway departments, are primarily responsible, but this is all part of a Wisconsin DOT program. So there are highway commissioners in each one of the eight counties that are working directly with the Wisconsin DOT. This is a partnership, it's a collaboration, it's a joint effort.
Sherry, are there lessons that the commission can learn from other designated bike trails that are thousands of miles long? And I'm thinking like the Great American Rail Trail or the Lewis and Clark Trail.
Well, actually, what we have found is our neighboring states, like Minnesota and Iowa, have been extremely helpful in informing us about how to go about getting our official designation, how to plan for it, how to communicate through the Mississippi River Trail Organization. And the National Mississippi River Parkway Commission is now securing the official designation as well as the copyright for that and taking over that organization to manage, which gives us an even stronger position.
This has been a journey for you, a bike journey, perhaps. I mean, what have you learned along the way through this process?
I have learned how valuable it is to partner with our local municipalities, to be in their boardrooms, to listen, to hear what they have to say in terms of suggestions. There are off-road trails that are part of our Mississippi River Bicycle Trail in Wisconsin. The Flyway Trail to the north is one of those, and I think you're going to be hearing more about that. It connects us to the state of Minnesota. It provides another bicycling option. So the Mississippi River Bicycle Trail is not just on the Highway 35 portion. It is the adjacent off-road trails that join us. That makes for a very rich experience. You're out in nature. You are seeing the eagles soar over your head. You are visiting the parks that are along the way, and there are four state parks on our Great River Road. I mean, it's nature at its best.
Sherry, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That is Sherry Kwame of Ferryville, who chairs the Mississippi River Parkway Commission. We talked about Wisconsin's newly designated 250-mile portion of the Mississippi River Trail that runs through our state. Now for a look at what it's like biking the trail, we're joined by Rick Deermeyer of Onalaska, an avid cyclist who has been involved with planning and fundraising for the Flyway Trail segment. It connects Winona, Minnesota with Buffalo County in Wisconsin, north of La Crosse. Rick, welcome.
Hi, great to be here.
What does this Wisconsin state designation of the Mississippi River Trail mean to you and for the work you've been doing?
Really, for the Flyway Trail, it's fantastic. You know, we did the work with the Flyway Trail kind of like hoping at some point that Wisconsin would really become an acknowledged part of the MRT. And so this really kind of puts the icing on the cake.
In what way? What makes this an exceptional bike trail?
Really, the Flyway Trail is kind of cool in that it extends the network of trails that are currently in Wisconsin, beginning with the 400 Trail, which then becomes the Elroy Sparta, then the La Crosse River Trail, and then the Great River Road State Trail, which now terminates at Marshall, and it just sort of ends next to Highway 35. Well, the Flyway Trail, which was completed last year, extends that to Winona, Minnesota. Winona, not an insignificant town in Minnesota, along what was the MRT and still is the MRT, the Minnesota side. So it gives people an opportunity to move over to Wisconsin on an easy protected bike lane pedestrian bridge at Winona on Highway 54 to get over to the Flyway Trail. And then if they would like, they can proceed down to La Crosse on a relatively flat and protected area using the Great River Road State Trail and the La Crosse River State Trail.
What is it like biking the Wisconsin portion of the Mississippi River Trail? How would you describe it?
Well, my wife and I actually have quite a bit of experience on the MRT. We've We've ridden about a third of the total length. We've ridden from the headwaters of the Mississippi up at Lake Itasca to La Crosse. We did that in 2018. And then again in 2021, we rode from the Quad Cities back to La Crosse. We have quite a bit of experience. And, you know, the one thing that's fantastic about the MRT is the signage. We did map it out on a mapping app called Ride with GPS. But sometimes it's just easier when you see signs directing you along the way. It makes it more convenient for you as you're going along. So now having the signage on the Wisconsin side is really, really a big deal, because people that decide to hop over from Minnesota, let's say up at Red Wing, or maybe further down the road a little bit all the way to Winona, or down at La Crosse, or even further south, they will then have the ability to use signage to be able to do their wayfinding.
What are your favorite vistas along the way? What are your favorite spots?
Oh, there's many. You know, coming back through Ferryville, actually, on the way back from the Quad Cities, Camp Wyalusing. I mean, Wyalusing State Park, I should say. Mm-hmm. It's just a beautiful view if you've ever been there. You know, at the confluence of the Mississippi, where the Wisconsin River runs into the Mississippi, and you're 500 feet above on the bluff. It's fantastic. But also along Lake Pepin on Highway 35, just kind of over on the Wisconsin side from Red Wing, just across from Lake City, Minnesota. Some beautiful vistas there. And believe me, there's some fantastic pie at Stockholm.
Yes,
there's a pie
there
shop
is.
There. It's rated one of the top pie shops in the country. And when you're on a bike ride and you're doing many, many miles, stopping and having a slice of pie or two is really good.
Let's put the stress on two pieces, because you've been riding for quite a while. Do you have any advice for planning a trip along the Mississippi River Trail? What would you say?
You know, we did it back, and we did it in 18 and 21. It was really pretty simple. We kind of looked and said, well, we don't want to bring camping stuff on our bike. We had clothes in our pannier bags on our tandem bike. So we wanted to stay in either hotels, motels, or Airbnbs. And really the tools that are out there, you know, the various tools for being able to find accommodations allowed us to then say, okay, this day we can do 40 miles. This next day, because we're going from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, all the way down to Crosby, that's going to be an 80-mile day because there's really not much in between. But you can use the tools to kind of decide where you want to stay along the way. And then other things you may want to then hop off and be able to take a look and see that might be of interest.
Do you find that the communities along the way really know how to cater to cyclists like you?
Yeah, there's you know, they do appreciate, and they look at the opportunity to have bicycling tourism. Mm-hmm. And so absolutely. I know as part of what we're doing for the Flyway Trail with Buffalo County, I can't say how great it's been that the Buffalo County has cooperated with us in the development of the Flyway Trail, because they realize that this is good for the county.
It seems like bikers like you think really highly of trail signage. And I want to dig a little bit deeper on that point. With this designation comes the signage along the way as well. Can you describe how significant that signage is for someone on a bike?
Yeah, you know, it's multifold. As I mentioned earlier, wayfinding is important, and you have the easiness of the MRT trail with directing you along the way is one thing. Another thing that is really good is that it provides an instant reminder or notifier to motorists as they going along and they see MRT trail, and they have the idea that they're going to be seeing bicyclists on the road. And to me, that's a really important thing, because the more motorists are aware that there are cyclists on the road, the more safe it'll be for the cyclist.
Do you feel safe out there on these trails? What does that feel like for you?
Well, trails and roads, yes. Yeah. You know, and as Sherry mentioned earlier, the fact that in Wisconsin now they'll be beefing up the shoulders along Highway 35 up to 5 feet or more is really important, because, you know, having a little 2-foot shoulder or less when you're going along and you're on a state highway, let's say, for some people that might be a little bit scary. Having a larger shoulder makes people feel more comfortable. Certainly being on the trail, especially being on a paved trail like the Flyway Trail, is ideal, because then you're off the highway altogether.
Okay, Rick, so what is it going to take for you to go all the way to the Gulf?
You know, I've several friends and acquaintances that have done the full route.
Challenge is on.
You know, once you get south of St. Louis, it's flat. The river is a little bit more like just a big industrial corridor. Mm. The best part of the MRT is really, I think, north of the Quad Cities. And I think a lot of people do the northern part of it, and some of them say, yeah, we really don't need to do the whole thing. It's interesting. And people, you know, not only do they bike it, but they hike it, they walk it. In fact, they even kayak and canoe down the Mississippi River, all the way from the headwaters to New Orleans. It's kind of amazing.
Well, Rick, happy trails. It's been such a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. It's been great.
Rick Diermeyer is an avid cyclist and has been involved with planning and fundraising for the Flyway Trail segment of the newly designated Mississippi River Trail. It follows the entire length of the Mississippi River at about 3,000 miles, one of the longest bicycling trails in the nation. Earlier, we heard from Sherry Kwame of Ferryville, chair of the Mississippi River Parkway Commission. She helped to get Wisconsin to officially recognize the 250-mile portion of the trail that runs through our state.